Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when there is a unity among Israelis and among Jewish people around the world in defense of Israel and its right to exist and to defend itself. And that's being certified by a huge rally, which is still going on in Washington, D.C. today. As I mentioned earlier, I'm very proud that our daughter is there. She could travel to Washington, D.C. from her home in New York City, where she is a high school teacher. And she is part of this demonstration in D.C. What is the demonstration saying? What is it about? What has been achieved by bringing hundreds of thousands of people to Washington, and one of the biggest and most peaceful and positive demonstrations since the March on Washington in August of 1963. That featured an unforgettable speech, one of the great orations in all of American history by Dr. King, the I Have a Dream speech. And by the way, what's amazing about that story is that a big part of that speech that he delivered that was so moving was not written out in advance. It was something that he added to his written text on the spot. Any speeches like that that will live in history today, we'll find out. We're speaking with Roz Rothstein, who is the founder and CEO of Stand With Us. She'll be joining us a little bit later as the rally is winding down. There is also the other side, the people who believe that the only solution to what is going on right now in the Middle East is not victory, it's a ceasefire. And how long is that ceasefire supposed to last? Yesterday we covered the story that there were some reports that Islamic Jihad, at least, was offering to release some hostages if there was a five-day ceasefire. Now, again, a five-day ceasefire is probably something that could be considered, or that story may have been fake, or it may not have been real. There is a pro-Palestinian protester who spoke to Fox News, and he says that it's not Hamas's fault that they're holding these hostages and they haven't been released. It's Israel's fault. Why? Well, listen to this exercise in logic and coherence. This is clip 7.
The amount of like tragedy that Palestine is facing, and that is like because of the Israeli government and because of our tax dollars, I think is really scary, and I don't like it.
Do you think it's possible for Hamas to free the hostages who are in Gaza right now?
They've tried.
So Hamas has tried to free
it
the
really
hostages.
Has said, we do not want the hostages.
You're calling the Hamas terrorists. Some would call them terrorists. You're calling them freedom fighters.
Right.
Right. And they tried to release the hostages, but Israel said, we don't want them. See, part of what you have to think here in these regards is politicians like to do things. People who are elected leaders in a democratic system, they like to do things that will be applauded, that will win them support. There is nothing that could indicate a progress toward the goals of safety and security that Israel is trying to pursue, like getting the release of the hostages. And the notion that they've tried, this ignorant fool, punk, says they've tried, but Israel says we don't want them. And then, speaking of incoherence, there's Cori Bush, a member of Congress from Missouri, a Democrat, of course. She's a new leader in the squad. She somehow tried to compare her call on Israel to relinquish its right to self-defense, to compare that to her participation in rioting during the so-called Ferguson uprising. After the shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, well, let's see how closely she ties these two events together. Clip one.
I remember being on the ground during the Ferguson uprising, and I remember not knowing what to do with tear gas. The tear gas was hitting us and didn't know what to do. And I remember one day a delegation of folks from Palestine showed up and taught us what to do. And then from there, I knew how to survive the next day with all of the tear gas. But one thing that I saw, rubber bullets flying, there were dogs and all of the things that were happening. But if I just traveled a mile away, there was no tear gas. There was none of this happening. And it was just like people going on with their day. Well, that's what's happening right now.
Okay, if someone would like to call up and explain this to me, what she's trying to say, I would love that explanation. 1-800-955-1776. There is also the question of the hospital today. There's a great piece by Jim Garrity. We've linked to it about what is actually going on at the hospital. And at Shifa Hospital in Gaza. And there's also an IDF spokesperson who told CNN about the way that Hamas uses hospitals and people as human shields. Clip 13.
This ambiguous. First of all, we released movies. We didn't only say. We released aerial footage and imagery of armed terrorists firing RPGs and firing small arms fire towards our troops from the very steps of the entrance to that hospital. And that's on video. I don't know why it's not shown here. I'm seeing loop footage of hospitals and things from 4 days ago from Shifa. I am not seeing the videos that we released, which is, again, we're showing, we're not just telling. And I think that is very important. It's not just our word, it is evidence that we are providing. Now, what Hamas is doing systematically is abusing the protected status of hospitals and ambulances and medical clinics all over the Gaza Strip in order to fight from or to seek refuge under or to conduct military operations under. Al-Shifa, as you correctly said, that is what we know and claim, is a military hub of Hamas. That is the only interest we have in the Shifa area. We, of course, have no business and no interest in a hospital had it not been for the fact that Hamas are using the underground extensive complex that they have built in order to fight against us.
Okay, we will post those videos. He was wondering why they're not available in the United States. They'll be available at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, we're going to speak to a remarkable lady who basically here in the United States felt that there was a real need for people who were friends of Israel and who wanted to see the Jewish state continue to thrive and survive should get together and become activists. The organization that resulted is called Stand With Us. It now has chapters all across the country. Roz Rothstein is the founder and CEO. She is at this enormous rally in Washington, D.C. right now. We're going to speak with her about the themes of the rally, what it hoped to accomplish, and why the call is for victory and security for the future, not for a ceasefire. We will be right back with Roz Rothstein here on The Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, great show, guy. I love it.
The Michael Medved Show.
stability.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a great pleasure and honor to welcome Roz Rothstein to the show. She is the co-founder and CEO of Stand With Us. She's the daughter of Holocaust survivors, who was a family therapist for over two decades in California, before serving to co-found Stand With Us together with her husband Jerry and along with community activist Esther Renzer, which sought to empower Israel supporters worldwide. Roz, you're part of the rally today. We're just winding down. Is that right? It's over at 6 o'clock your time.
Yes. So it was a beautiful rally and very well attended. And by the way, thank you for having me on the show. There were some 250,000 people here, maybe more. So it was the largest rally, I think, that for Israel or for Jewish people ever. So it was very, very successful in that sense.
Well, I think it would be the largest rally since the March on Washington that Dr. King helped to lead in 1963. That's a long time.
It might be. I don't know what the numbers are for some of the other rallies, but this was a significant attendance. So that's all very positive. People do care. They want to raise their voices about the hostages and about what's going on and what happened on October 7th. And the civilians, the Palestinian civilians that are suffering under the hand of Hamas, just like Israel suffers.
Well, it was, I assume that this was a rally beyond politics, because there were probably people there who are Democrats, who are Republicans, who are not particularly politically involved. Were there any prominent politicians whose presence was notable?
You're right, it was beyond politics. Everybody came to support Israel, to call for the hostages to be released. Chuck Schumer was there. Richie Torres was there. Of course, President Herzog spoke beautifully.
President of Israel, right?
The President of Israel. So it was, it was also very heartfelt. There were some family members of hostages who spoke, oh my God, so well. If your listeners are able to try to listen to these people tell their stories, it was riveting to hear the family members of hostages.
The youngest of the hostages is 3 months old, this little baby Abigail.
I don't know about a 3 month old. I do know there was a 9 month old. So, God willing, these children. There's 30 children of different ages there, and I believe the youngest was 9 months. And I hear, I'm not sure things are true, you can never tell with Hamas, that a baby was just born yesterday with a pregnant mother that was taken hostage, gave birth yesterday, according to Hamas. But I'm not exactly sure what's true and what's not true.
Were there other celebrities who cared about this a human rights issue?
Yes, Deborah Messing was there, and Tova Felshu was there, and, of course, Natan Sharansky. He's a celebrity in his own right, right?
Yes.
Deborah Lipstadt was there. Matisse Yahu was there, sang.
Wow, the Hasidic rapper.
The Hasidic rapper. Well, he used to be Hasidic. I think he left the fold. But it was nice to see him back and showing unity for his people and the state of Israel. The Maccabees were there, the a cappella group. Omer Adam was there. He's a very popular Israeli singer. And this whole thing was put together really in a little bit over a week. It was really well done. I must say it was very well done. And all the different organizations came together. All the synagogues came together. They sent buses and they sent plane loads. So it was very successful in terms of what.
And no counter protesters, no mishaps with people trying to undermine the message of the rally.
So it's an interesting thing you ask. The first answer is no. There were no problems that we saw at the rally. However, And you're going to hear about this tonight, probably. It's an evolving story. Apparently, there was a strike by some bus drivers who refused to drive in the buses of people that were meant to attend the rally. So there are several buses that never made it into the rally. There's also a story that's evolving about a plane that landed full of people that were excited to come to the rally. And the staff at the airport that typically unloads planes refused to unload the plane. Now, this is all developing. These side stories are developing. So when you say, was there a protest? Was there anybody that was anti-Israel that was there? Nothing like that. But then you had this twist going on. You had this, you know, this nonsense going on where people were not able to make it to the rally because of the behavior of others who got in the way of their free speech.
Which is unbelievable, and it's free speech to demand the release of hostages, nine of whom are reportedly American. Other than release of the hostages, what were the main messages that were sent by this event today?
So we heard, of course, Israel has a right to defend itself. We heard America's got your back. America is the strong ally of the State of Israel and vice versa. The demand that the hostages be released was the big one, and the chant was, bring them home. So when people started chanting, bring them home, that was a popular chant for the entire rally.
I hope there are some consequences for what you just told me about people not wanting to unload planes or drive buses. That's extraordinary. I hope there are some consequences for the people who took that into their own hands. Roz Rothstein is the founder and CEO of Stand With Us. She's speaking from the rally, which is just winding down in Washington, D.C. We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. A vote is scheduled today in the House of Representatives for a Republican-backed bill aimed at preventing a government shutdown. Speaker Mike Johnson's proposal outlines funding for certain government agencies through mid-January, with the remainder funded through early February. Congress must pass the bill by Friday night. The White House confirms that Hamas is operating within several hospitals in Gaza, including Al-Shifa, the city's largest hospital.
We do not support striking a hospital from the air. And we do not want to see a firefight in a hospital where innocent people, helpless people, sick people are simply trying to get the medical care that they deserve.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Hamas utilizes tunnels beneath the hospital for storing weapons and holding hostages. And San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. John Schaefer, USA News.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
The Michael Medved Show, I've said it several times because it's good news, and I think we need good news in this country. We had a very, very good day on Wall Street today, and with an indication that inflation may be beginning to be tamed a little bit. I mean, prices are still up, but they're not moving in an inflationary direction. And S&P had its best day since April. That's a very, very good day. And the Dow Jones up 489 points. All right. With all of that going on, there's a remarkable piece over at Bloomberg. And as a piece by Betsy Stevenson, who's a columnist there, she says a deep-seated resentment about a rigged system has been simmering since long before the pandemic and continues to affect consumer attitudes. As it turns out, the big economic story of 2023 is not a recession, as many had feared. It's the disconnect between consumer sentiment and behavior. Higher than normal inflation over the past 2 years is an obvious reason that people would be down about the economy. The puzzle is why people are still behaving as if their economic situation is good. Inflation-adjusted consumer spending is way up, not only above 2019 levels, but above the pre-pandemic trend. In fact, it's largely the reason that U.S. economic growth is above expectations, and yet consumer sentiment is at levels typically seen only in a recession. In other words, if you look at the numbers about our economy, they really are reassuring. High growth rate, very low unemployment, higher number of people at work. When people are asked about their own circumstances, they tend to be positive. But basically, what she's talking about here is the underlying sense that the economy is rigged, that the real benefits from good days on Wall Street go to a small proportion of elites who are running everything and stealing everything. That remains to be a manner in which the anger is driving the U.S. economy. And we will get to more of that. There's also anger, which is driving Donald Trump, of course. He posted a couple of remarkable things. And these are in the middle of the night. So if he posted on his Truth Social network, deranged Jack Smith, Andrew Weissman, Lisa Monaco, the team of losers and misfits from Crew, and all the rest of the radical left zealots and thugs who have been working illegally for years to take me down, will end up, because of their suffering from a horrible disease, Trump derangement syndrome, TDS exclamation point, in a mental institution by the time my next term as president is successfully completed. Make America great again. Does he really look forward to to having more of this continue throughout his new term as president? He also posted this last night. He posted my fantasy. What do you think his fantasy would be? I mean, my fantasy, I win in a landslide. Nobody even contests the election, that we carry all 50 states, something like, no, my fantasy is, and he puts this on True Social, I would like to see Letitia, spelled wrong by the way, I would like to see Letitia James and Judge Engoron placed under citizen's arrest for blatant election interference and harassment. Okay, can you imagine somebody walking into the courtroom and saying, I'm here by order of President Trump, who is the real president, and I'm going to do a citizen's arrest on the judge. I think the judge, I think they have some protection there for the prosecutor, who's Letitia James, who's the Attorney General of New York State, and Judge Engoron. Isn't that a little bit irresponsible to basically be suggesting to people that it's his fantasy to see a citizen's arrest? By the way, a citizen's arrest, it's a thing. You can perform that citizen's arrest, but it has to be if you have personally witnessed the commission of a felony. You've seen somebody, and I don't believe that the blatant election interference that President Trump puts here would count as that kind of citizen's arrest eligible felony. And then there is this. President Trump still inspired controversy a couple of days ago. He put a very outspoken Truth Social up, and then he also delivered it to a crowd in New Hampshire. This is clip 23, and it sounded like this.
Today, especially in honor of our great veterans on Veterans Day, we pledge to you that we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country, that lie and steal and cheat on elections, and will do anything possible. They'll do anything, whether legally or illegally, to destroy America and to destroy the American dream. The real threat is not from the radical right. The real threat is from the radical left, and it's growing every day, every single day. The threat from outside forces is far less sinister, dangerous, and grave than the threat from within. Our threat is from within, because if you have a capable, competent, smart, tough leader, Russia, China, North Korea, they're not going to want to play with us. And they didn't. Despite the hatred and anger of the radical left lunatics who want to destroy our country, we will make America great again. Thank you, New Hampshire.
And again, when he talks about all those dictatorial leaders, and by the way, when people say that people don't know that Hitler used as one of his terms the idea of vermin, the idea of being basically pests or a pestilence, or germs or bugs or insects or cockroaches. All of those things were used by the Nazis. Liz Cheney had a Twitter, an X, where she talked about Ronna McDaniel, who was asked about the president using the term vermin to describe his political opponents. And Ronna McDaniel, when asked about it on Meet the Press, said she had no comment, basically. She wouldn't comment on comments made from presidential candidates on the campaign trail. So Liz Cheney, from her retirement, she, yes, was voted out of office in a primary, but she said when GOP chairwoman manages or refuses to condemn the GOP's leading candidate for using the same Nazi propaganda that mobilized 1930s and 40s Germany to evil, it's fair to assume she's collaborating. Ouch. History will judge Ronna McDaniel and every Republican who is appeasing this dangerous man. Citizens arrest, vermin, and President Trump also talked about good relationships. With whom? We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about Donald Trump and the use of the term vermin to describe his political opponents and people he says need to be rooted out. What does he mean by rooted out? Would they be eligible for this mass deportation that Trump is talking about structuring? And part of what's fascinating is he's indicated, and Stephen Miller, who is his, would be the immigration czar under new Trump administration, apparently, has talked about spending literally billions of dollars building detention camps and holding camps, because if you're going to actually deport millions of people, you need somewhere to put them while you're waiting for loading them on the planes or whatever means of transportation you would use to get them out of the country. In any event, President Trump claiming that he is going to uproot vermin from the United States and having no recognition that this was actually a terminology and a way of thinking that Mussolini had it, Hitler had it, Stalin even had it, because, again, the attitude toward the kulaks in Ukraine, who were farmers who, and by the way, and Stalin was also a major anti-Semite, just at the point that he died in 1953. They were going over the doctor's plot, which was going to involve the incarceration and presumably murder of lots of Jewish people in Russia then. Meanwhile, President Trump was in New Hampshire, and he had relatively benign things to say about the very smart people who have established dictatorships in China, or inherited a dictatorship in China, in Russia, and in North Korea. Listen, this is the president speaking in Claremont, New Hampshire.
When President Xi sits across the table from Crooked Joe, can you imagine President Xi's like central casting? There's nobody in Hollywood that can play the role of President Xi. The look, the strength, the voice. We will begin immediately negotiation. And I say, loosen up. I say, loosen up. I had a great relationship with him until COVID. Then I said, that's the end of that. But I did. It's good to have a good relationship with Putin and Xi and all these people. They have lots of nuclear weapons. And Kim Jong-un I had a good relationship with. He's a tough, smart guy. You know, when I call these people smart, the press always says, he said he was smart. I'm supposed to say they're not intelligent people. President Xi in China controls 1.4 billion people with an iron hand, no drug problems. You know why they have no drug problems? No. Death penalty for the drug dealers. Death penalty, right?
Okay. Was that an endorsement of death penalty for drug dealers here? There was also more. Speaker Mike Johnson. And yes, we have a Speaker of the House named Mike Johnson. He was on CNBC. And he is one of those people who was deeply involved with President Trump in trying to overturn the results of the election. And he was asked about that on CNBC concerning the election of 2020. And Speaker Johnson had this to say, clip 10.
You would argue that he really believed at that point, and maybe he still believes, that he won the election.
Well, he says it every which way.
I take him at his word. I do believe that he believes that. Remember, I was one of his lawyers. I worked on the impeachment defense team twice in the House to defend his positions. And I know how he thinks. And he's convinced that because of all the irregularities and everything else, that he was still entitled to that. I haven't read the piece that you guys are referring to because I've been a little busy the last couple of days.
But I will tell you,
yeah, there are a lot of people in Washington who say things that are not accurate all the time. Everybody does. We're all human. But I'll say this about President Trump with regard to that, to the election and what he believes about that. That is deep in his heart. I mean, I've talked to him personally about it. Many of us have. And over the years, you've heard him say repeatedly over and over the same refrain that he just felt like he was cheated in that election. And I think that's a core conviction of his. And when I say we should take him at his word on that, he believes it. Now, I don't know what comment you're talking about in this article, but I know that he's been absolutely consistent from day one, and he does believe in the rule of law.
Okay. I'm not sure if it's reassuring that President Trump still believes that he won the election of 2020, or whether, as other people have testified, well, for instance, there is a tape released of Trump's former lawyer, Jenna Ellis, speaking with investigators about the former president's actions after 2020, and she recalls how Dan Scavino told her that they wouldn't leave office. Listen, this is clip 15.
What was Dan Scavino's role?
At the time, I believe his title was social media director for the White House. It became deputy chief of staff at the time that the conversation in question took place.
Okay, and when was that?
The conversation was around December 19th of 2020 at the White House Christmas party. And I emphasized to him, I thought that the claims and the ability to challenge the election results was essentially over, because he said to me in a kind of excited tone, well, we don't care and we're not going to leave. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, the boss, meaning President Trump, and everyone understood the boss, that's what we all called him. He said, the boss is not going to leave under any circumstances. We are just going to stay in power. And I said to him, well, it doesn't quite work that way, you realize. And he said, we don't care.
Does Dan Scavino admit saying those things? Meanwhile, there is a new movie which includes two of the finest actresses in the business, Jodie Foster and Annette Bening. And it tells a story about a legendary swimmer who wanted to swim through shark-infested waters 103 miles. The name of the movie? Naiad, as in Diana Naiad. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Annette Bening gives a risky and ambitious performance as Diana Naiad, the famous long-distance swimmer who was determined at age 60 to become the first human being to swim 110 miles of open ocean between Cuba and Florida in Naiad, now streaming on Netflix.
The swim I want to do is 60 hours. That's Cuba to Florida.
Absolutely not. No, that's insane.
Diana,
I don't believe in imposed limitations.
The only one who gets to decide if I'm through is me.
Well, she's certainly the focus of this film, but Jodie Foster gives a fine supporting performance as the main character's coach and life partner. There's a great deal of focus on showing the exhaustion of an athletic superstar, but the audience will also feel exhausted long before the film's triumphant conclusion. There are also flashbacks showing her molestation by a swim coach when she was only 14, which helps explain the PG-13 rating. 2 stars for the well-acted but disappointing Naiad. And on the Michael Medved show tomorrow, the Wall Street Journal has reported that Biden is losing blacks. It doesn't mean that they're necessarily going over to the Republican side. What it does mean is people may not want to come out and vote and will instead stay home. Reason magazine points out that San Francisco's cleanup for the AIPAC conference hasn't fixed its homelessness problem. So what could? We will talk about that. We'll also be speaking with Gordon Chang on President Xi of China, who's going to be in San Francisco tomorrow. He's in need of a win and appears ready to engage with Joe Biden. What does that mean? Progress on fentanyl, for instance. Also, Trump rivals have been dropping out and fading away, pitting Nikki Haley versus Ron DeSantis for second place. That's the theme by Jonathan Allen of NBC News. He'll be joining us on the air tomorrow. And Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley's aggressive moves and Tim Scott's dropout bolster the assertion that the GOP primary is consolidating behind Donald Trump. Anything that could happen in court or elsewhere that would change that, we will talk about that, and also the story, or a story, that proves once again that dogs really are man's best friend. It's a story from Colorado on the mountains, and it's inspiring in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Are you ready to make...
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.